It's Boomer and Carton on the Fan. Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Here we go!
Yo! 603, nice job. Eddie Scazzeri, welcome, welcome, welcome. Boomer Esiason, Craig Carton on the Fan. And, of course, worldwide on CBS Sports Network. Got a great show for you today as the New York Knicks play another great game. Tough game. Game comes down to the final 5 minutes. Knicks win. Carmelo gets hurt. Big man fouls out. And Darian Grant steps up and has a big night as the New York Knicks have found the 500 mark and look to go over it with a win tonight against Brooklyn. Meanwhile, the NFL is involved in something I find fascinating. While most of the attention's been on the disgusting stuff going on in the Steeler-Bengal game, the NFL approves not one, but two teams to move to L.A. One of them's already on their way. They're packing their bags. The other one's got a year to figure it out. Good morning, Boomer. How are you today, buddy boy?
All right. And then there's another one, the Oakland Raiders, who also are involved in that potential move as well. So you talk about the Rams and the Chargers. That's right.
Right.
But I want to start with the Knicks this morning.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Porzingis played 27 minutes. And Carmelo Anthony only played 18 minutes.
Hurt the ankle, right.
Right, exactly. And he went all the way deep into his bench. Pretty much everybody played. Serafin only played 2 minutes. O'Quinn played 2 minutes. Edmondson only played 3 minutes. But the point being is that's when you know you got a good team. When your stars actually get off to a great start, the first quarter was ridiculous.
Oh, they were awesome.
It was. But then all of a sudden, you know, it becomes back and forth, back and forth. It was really a very entertaining
fun game to watch for sure.
And you could tell the Garden is swelling now. People are starting to get into it.
Yeah,
people realize what's happening. And Derek Fisher's learning how to coach a little bit. And all of a sudden, they're at 500. You know, it's 500 team. They won 20 games.
That means a lot considering.
Yeah, no, considering where they were last year.
For sure.
You know, I think it's somewhat validating, you know, the addition of Aaron Aflalo, the addition of Robin Lopez, and, you know, and watching Langston Galloway figure it all out, and Williams has been unbelievable. I mean, it's been fun, right now maybe some of the best basketball they've played in 3 years.
Yeah, listen, they're playing great.
The team, the franchise, you know, I know these guys haven't all been here together, but they're all playing together now, finally, as a team.
But the dynamic between Carmelo Anthony and Porzingis couldn't have been predicted, especially after, you know, last year and all the other crap that's gone on here. And I give him credit because they've assimilated well. They're playing great together. I mean, you said it right. When Carmelo Anthony, who's been for a month now, has played great, you know, top-notch basketball.
Thank you, Charles Barkley.
For sure. You know, hurts his ankle and only plays, 18 minutes. And the big man fouls out. And they still win a game that could have gone either way over the last 5 minutes.
Yep.
Says a lot about the team right now. They're not winning a championship, but they've re-energized us as Knicks fans. You got a sold-out building, and it's fun to be there, right? And they are legitimately a potential playoff team. And if you told me that 4 months ago, I would have signed up for it. Give me 40 wins, and I'll be thrilled.
Well, I think everybody's pretty thrilled right now with the way that they played the last 4 or 5 games. And, you know, Porzingis looks like he's found his game again. You know, with the All-Star, you know, game, you know, in the future, they'll get a nice break, and hopefully they'll come back and they'll be energized, and they'll be able to feed off of some of the stuff that they're doing right now. But, you know, look, going toe-to-toe with the Spurs in San Antonio, winning in Miami, back-to-back against Atlanta,
yep,
coming back and beating a Boston team that you should beat. They're, yep, they're the kind of team you are. They're a 500 team.
And tonight you should win, too.
Tonight they should. Now, the question is whether or not Carmelo plays, but hopefully they won't take it lightly tonight that they're going against a lost Brooklyn Nets team. But I don't know. It's just it's nice to see. It's been a long time coming, and hopefully they can continue. So I've been very, very critical of this franchise for the last 3 years, and rightfully so. They deserve it. And now all of a sudden they finally got it. It seems like they got it going in the right direction,
well,
which is nice.
They got to go in the right way, and they're fun to watch. And talking about fun, the Giant coaching search is getting fun now because the Giants came out yesterday and said they will announce a coach by the end of the week. So I usually define end of the week as Friday. But tomorrow, they're interviewing Hugh Jackson. He'll be the last candidate, I suppose, interviewed for the job, which says to me, they've already made up their mind. They know who they want. Unless Hugh came in here, and the Browns want him already. That's pretty much understood. But he said, I'm not going to go to you until I meet with the Giants, which is a smart play. You know, Giants are a better franchise for sure. But they're going to bring him in here. And unless he has the single most miraculous and amazing interview, which, who knows, maybe he will, the New York Giants have decided who their head coach is going to be.
Well, so basically,
and I believe it to be Ben McAdoo.
Right, so basically, I think they have the deal done. I really do.
I think the deal is done,
and they're probably telling him, look, you just wait. We just have to go through our due diligence. Here's the thing. I know this. Nobody cares around here unless, of course, you're a Browns or a Bengals fan. The Bengal fan really likes Hugh Jackson. Did a good job taking over for Jay Gruden. Really had one of the better offenses in the NFL the last couple years. And he's going to now bear the fruit of all that. It's going to be really interesting with a guy like Hugh Jackson going to Cleveland, if that's where he's going to go.
Right.
And who did Cleveland just hire? Paul De Podesta to run the franchise.
From the New York Mets. What does he do? He sits in a room all day and he...
It's analytics.
He takes out his computer and he logs on and he probably has some kind of voice recognition on the computer. Hello there, Paul. Do you want to play a game? How about total world domination?
All right, so I'm a loser.
So you have one of these guys that comes out of the analytics thing, and I did a CBS Sportsman this morning on Nate Silver's birthday. He's 38 years old. Who's Nate Silver? He is like the father of analytics.
Is that right? He's 38?
Yeah, he's 38, yeah. So,
how can a guy 38 be the father of analytics?
He's the guy that found...
Isn't Ron Hubbard the father of everything?
He graduated from the University of Chicago with a degree in economics.
Who didn't?
That's right. Well, there you go. He had the Pocota system where, you
of
know...
Of course.
Well, it's all about baseball players' performances and projecting them.
Right.
So now this is going to be going to Cleveland.
Right.
The reason I say this is because Hugh Jackson is a dyed-in-the-wool, hardcore, old-school. When I say old-school, I mean when I think of him, I think of him as an NFL grizzled coach.
All right, sir.
And, you know, grizzled coaches are all about feel, about players,
right.
about...
personal relationships.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a few of those. So... it's going to be really interesting if he does go to Cleveland, him as a head coach in that front office.
Right.
I don't necessarily know. Well, who knows? Maybe
I know
he'll
this.
Make it work.
The New York Giants have picked the coach. I believe it to be Ben McAdoo but they'll have, for some reason, they'll meet with Hugh Jackson tomorrow, and then on Friday, or maybe even by Monday, they'll make the announcement that they're rocking and rolling and ready for the draft. So that's the Giants. You know the dealio with the Knicks. And then I got, you know, by the way, this the Rams move to L.A. Has an impact on the Giants this year. They're going to play them in London. So instead of playing the Rams,
and the reason they're playing
the Coliseum.
Well, no, it's a Where Giant home game. I believe it's a Giant. Is it a
no,
Giant home?
No, the Giants are not giving a Rams home game. It's a Rams home game.
And the reason the Giants are going to play is because they lost their last game to Philadelphia.
Losers.
Whoever won that game did not have to go to London.
Right. Well, listen. Now you have to go to London instead of going to California. So maybe you get culturized while you're out there. What I can't figure out is this. At Los Angeles, unless I missed a memo somewhere, boom, has never truly or properly supported a franchise, whether it be the Raiders, maybe the Rams back in the day, whatever it is, right?
Right.
And all of a sudden, you're telling me that not one, not two, but potentially in the next 2 years, all three of them teams want to go to L.A. So I say to myself this. I say, self, I brought this up last week, boom. If L.A. is going to have at least two, maybe three franchises, and they've never properly supported one, I think that the time is now for you and I to advocate the addition of another franchise here in New York. We can firmly support it with peoples, because we got more peoples here than anywhere else, right?
We got lots of peoples here.
And I think you put a stadium in New York,
right?
Whether that be in the city, whether that be in Long Island.
Why don't we do a West Side Stadium?
That will get exited. You know,
may not now that Sheldon Silver's going to jail.
New York needs another football team.
All right? Okay, what do you want to call it?
Because they're going to put a team in St. Louis now. They're going to have to, because that's a fine market, right? There's going to be expansion in the NFL.
I don't know about that.
And we need to put in a card today to guarantee that New York... No way, New York gets one more franchise.
Yeah, do you have $1 billion
I do.
Here you go, NFL owners. Here's another $1 billion for you guys to split up so we can actually have our own team.
Listen, tonight at 10:59,
I will become
that guy. They can't sell out all the sky boxes as it is, because that's really the, you know.
If you put a stadium in Long Island, you listening to me? Long Island, maybe even Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I could build a 65,000 seat stadium.
Yeah.
Sell out every game, be a conquering hero to my people, and I have all this planned out tonight at 10:59.
Okay.
Because tonight at 10:59, I'm sorry to say for the rest of you, I will become a billionaire.
A billionaire.
$1.5 billion. Of course, because I live in the city, my net number is $500 million.
Well, I keep telling you about it, and now you realize. Okay. Now you realize the sting of taxes.
That being said, I think I can make do with $500 million net.
Right.
Put that right in the Citibank account, get my 0.5% interest, and never work again.
Think about that. So the winner of $1.5 billion or whatever it's
going to
be.
Well, that's if you take the cash option.
I understand, but half of it's definitely going to some sort of taxes.
Well, here's what they said.
Think about that.
The cash option is like $900 million. What you net though is $500 million.
That's what I'm saying. So
yeah.
Some municipality is going to be very, very thankful that somebody within their their boundaries
right.
is going to be winning some big money, because they're going to be getting a big payoff.
Big payoff tax-wise,
Let's
right?
somebody in New York City, so...
$1.5 billion booms. Now, we have decided as a show, we're all in. All right? But beyond that, we're also buying some individual tickets. Are you willing to put up some do-re-mi for the Boomerang Carton Powerball entry?
I'll give you $2.
You give me $2?
Yeah.
That's one entry.
I'm in.
You're going to give one entry?
I don't know. Isn't that what are you doing? How much you putting in?
It's got to be 10 bucks a man.
All right. That's, well, I'll right? give you 10 bucks, yeah.
Don't you think it should be 10 bucks a man? Because there's four of us here. Jerry's five, Bobby's six. That's 60 bucks. Oh, that's 30 entries, right? That's pretty good.
All right. That's good. That's
so
enough.
You're in. You want to go 20 bucks a man?
No, I don't.
Give
I
mean, us a more of a chance to win. I think you go 20 bucks a man.
Stop.
It's $1.5 billion. I think you got to go 20 bucks a man. It's $1.5 billion.
And all the experts will tell you it's just a complete 100% waste of money.
Okay, so you're out.
I'd do it with you.
No, you're bad news.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm out,
such
then.
A bad vibe about you today.
Okay, I'm out.
We're trying to win $1.5 billion, and you won't come up with 20 bucks. Well, the experts say, you know, you have no chance of winning.
Dude.
Somebody's got to win. Why can't we win?
Yeah, well, you know, it's the wind chill's like 9 degrees right now.
Where am I going?
I don't know, but I'm just saying, I didn't get off to a good start with the wind chill and everything going outside.
Yeah? So how long is it going to take you to thaw out and be a good guy today?
Well, if somebody would say, hey, they go get us a cup of coffee or something, I'd be very happy about that, but I haven't heard anybody say that.
We'll send someone out to get you coffee, right?
Ah!
And you want your Danish, too?
I'm thinking about my caffeine intake now that Tom and Giselle's...
No coffee.
No caffeine.
Boomerang Carton on
Vegetables,
the fan.
Vegetables, no caffeine.
You're a diehard Giant fan. The
Wild
Giants
salmon.
Have essentially made their decision
Lean
on
meats.
Who the coach is going to be.
Quinoa.
Sure, that makes you happy. Have you bought it to the Knicks yet? As
Lake
the Knicks
Williams.
Beat the Celtics last night. And Bill Belichick has a black eye. Good. That's my comment on that. 877.
That black eye?
He won't say nothing about it. Here's how it didn't happen. For those, and I heard Al and Tony in that boring 2 minutes they spent together, which made people turn the dial. Now I got to reclaim these people. Today.
All right, go ahead.
All right. People tuning in right now, they're still on? Oh, thank God they're off.
Okay.
Good news. Boomer and Craig are here. Here's
Come
the deal.
On, man.
Oh, zip your lip. Here's the deal. You ready?
Yes.
Nobody punched him in the eye. So the notion that he got punched in the eyeball,
yeah.
you take that off the table.
So what do you think happened?
I have a pretty good idea of what took place, and I'll tell you what happened after the break.